I'm talking to Bede Tongs, who was born in 1920. He was a building inspector in the ACT from 1959 to 1972. He was employed with the building branch, the Department of Interior. Bede, can you tell me what was the role of a building inspector in 1959?
Well,
what was his job?
The role was in the lease, according to the lease conditions in the ACT, the structures had to conform to the approved plan and specification. And the thing with the building inspector's role was to see that, those structures adhere to that requirement. We were, if whatever was on the approved plan and specification, that was what was to be on that particular block of land, that lease. And so that was our main role, was, or besides the structure to be built in a workmanlike, in a proper manner, of course.
So it was safe and complied with the law?
Yes.
I see, yeah. And you did some building inspection in Iluka Street, Narrabundah. Was it the Malaganis shop that was going to be set up there?
Yes, well, they were, but the Malaganis setup was up in the 1960s, probably 64, 65, but there was other shops there and so on, but Malaganis was a newcomer to the one at that stage.
And they were going to set it up for a grocery shop, was it?
Yes, yeah, grocery, and it was a pretty upmarket one. It was had a lot of variety of goods and so on.
And it was going to be a lot bigger than Tuckerman's shop.
Yes.
And you don't know why they decided to put the shops up there rather than put them down near where Tuckerman's were, that area down there?
No, I think, well, it was a matter of what was available, where they could... They were nominated by authority where construction was to be carried out.
Oh yeah.
But I think it was also the National Development Authority in those days played a big part. The National Development people.
Yeah.
They also had to approve the structures and beside the Department of Interior Chief Architect.
And what was already standing in Iluka Street when you were there? There were, do you recall what other shops were running? Was the newsagent running or the chemist was running?
I remember the newsagent was there and the chemist, but I'm sorry, I can't recall much about the other structures there at Austin.
And the infant school was running, was open while you were there?
Pardon?
The infant school in Bulimba Street?
Which one is that one?
Oh, there was a infant school in...
Yes. That was in order, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you said you did the inspection of Keringle Court, the Salvation Army.
Yes, that's right. And it was very well constructed and it was a very well planned and designed structure for what the need was, or for what they had in mind. And I think it was pretty popular with the tenants as they, or whoever, moved in with them.
Was that the original intent? Do you remember that? Was that for, like, aged care or disabled people?
Part of it was for aged care people, and some of it also was for people that came in that they brought in, what I'd put it straight, the alcoholics and so on, and so on, they cared for them and sort of dried them out and whatever, and then looked after them for a while if they were on their feet to move on again.
Oh, yeah. And do you recall what year that would have been built, the Keringle Court?
Oh, no, that's still in the, I'd say that'd be probably getting on towards the late 60s. 1960s, Austin.
Yeah. And you mentioned the Russian church.
Yeah, the Russian church, yes, it was very well built, and it's beautiful inside also. They've got religious paintings and so on, or and the cupola up top is actually, that is, that golden colour on the cupola is actually gold leaf, or what, forget what they call it, but it is actually gold, it's just not painted on there, it's just...
That's inside.
Yes, it's whatever they do to it. And, yes.
And you said that was built by a Latvian, you think?
I think he might be a Latvian, a chap named Joe Larko, L-A-R-K-O.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he done a number of structures in Canberra.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I think he was the, the chief builder on the mosque out at Yarralumla.
Oh, yeah.
Where I was a building inspector on.
Mm-hmm. This was in the time, in the 60s, in the time of the Cold War, was there? You worried about spies and things like that being around here? Were you worried about people like spies, Russians, because it was the Cold War?
Oh, the Russians weren't...
They
weren't that popular, but they were accepted because... But at that time, the Russian embassy was... They had their federal police, they had a police box and was occupied, I think, near the embassy there somewhere, but in case people sort of protested or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But...
And you also worked on the Catholic Church there, St. Benedict's?
Yes, St. Benedict's.
Do you have anything you'd like to say about that?
That was probably in the early 60s and so on. But there was a fair bit of activity around that area with the different structures that the Roman Catholic Church was doing and so on. And, there used to be a place on the corner called the Travellana, what's there now, something else is there now, isn't it? The Travellana Motel or whatever it was at the time.
Oh.
It was bulldozed down later.
Oh.
But it was originally a little sort of a hotel, motel type thing there, the Travellana.
Was that up near St. Benedict's, was it? Or was that...
Oh, no, up there.
Was that near, on the corner of Sturt Avenue?
Yes,
and
this is right, on the corner there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But that's been coming, that was up and down and... Something else there now, of course, in a few years.
Yeah.
And
that was the motel, was it, the Travellana?
Yeah, Travellana, an inn also, an inn. It was Travellana Inn, as they called it. It was a bar there and so on.
Mm-hmm. And just getting back to the RSL, you mentioned before the Fuzzy Wuzzy Angel. Out the front. Was that moved to the Services Club when the...
Yeah, when the... Was it the Hungarian Club? Is it the Hungarian? Yeah. When it changed, when the RSL people folded up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The statue, the sculpture thing or whatever it was... Rafael Imbari and the soldier was transferred to the to Monica, that services one at Monica.
And did you meet the... Was there a model for that statue? A man model for that?
I'm not sure, no. Oh. I'm not too sure about that, Austin, no.
Oh, yeah.
But I did know Rafael Imbari, he was invited up a few years back. He was up at the Services Club at Monica.
Hmm.
And but I met him in New Guinea, and I met him not long before he died at a place called Papandetta, not far from where he lived in New Guinea.
Oh, yeah.
Papua New Guinea.
And like in 1959, the RSL was just a shed with a basic shed where people, RSL, returned soldiers, service people would meet. Do you recall going there, or what your memory of that is? Do you recall going into that shed that was the basic shed before the club?
But our 3rd Battalion, we had a reunion there when it was operating, but I have to look at some of the records. I can ring you through on that one about what year it was.
Oh, yeah.
It's But when some of the Canberra, one of the narrow, some of the Narrabundi soldiers or people had served in the 3rd Battalion, and we had a good gathering there, a good reunion in that RSL set up at Narrabundi.
Yeah, Bede, that's fine. Thank you very much for your time.
But now, anything else there?
We'll just stop for the moment and we'll get back to you.
Yeah.